when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. My friend, before I give you the remaining verses of that beautiful hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, I wanted us to just take a moment and think about this beautiful hymn. Last night at a Good Friday service, so moving and including that song, and the program ended with the pastor reading from the Bible before one candle on the altar, everything else in the sanctuary darkened. For that dark day called Good Friday, because it certainly seemed dark at that time. And when he read the words, it is finished. The pastor blew out the candle, and there we sat in darkness, and we filed out in darkness. Well, this particular hymn that was utilized in the service I attended last night has often been called the greatest hymn in the English language. Another contemporary of its author, Isaac Watts, said of it, "There may be a few others equally great, but there is none greater." And all one needs to do, my friend, to realize the truth of this statement is to sing this majestic hymn. Isaac Watts based this hymn on the scriptural reference of Galatians 6:14. That passage, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Apostle Paul would write, "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." In fact, the original title was Crucifixion to the World by the Cross of Christ, and later the title was changed to When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Watts's lifelong ambition, according to his own words, was to be a servant to churches and a helper of Christians. And Dr. Watts won and held the heart of a large share of the English-speaking world over a long period of years, despite the fact that as a child he was never strong, and despite the fact that he was forced to resign a pastorate because of poor health. For the latter 30 years of his life, he was more or less an invalid, but devoted himself in comfortable and happy surroundings to the writing of more than 600 hymns. Well, when you think about the beautiful words, I'm going to include two more verses that are seldom sung. "See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? His dying crimson, like a robe, spreads o'er his body on the tree. Then I am dead to all the globe, and all the globe is dead to me. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. To Christ who won for sinners grace, by bitter grief and anguish sore, be praised from all the ransomed race, forever and forevermore." Heavenly Father, on this called Easter Saturday, between Good Friday and tomorrow, Resurrection Sunday, we say thank you, Lord, that we too can survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. We can, along with that passage from Galatians, say that my richest gain I count but loss, and I pour contempt on all my pride. Father, I pray if there be one listening to this message today, that this resurrection weekend would be so moving and so meaningful for the very first time, they would cry out, "Lord, I give you all of my sins, and I receive all of your righteousness, And when I too survey the wondrous cross, I see that Jesus paid my sin debt in full on that cross. Heavenly Father, we pray all of this, and words seem so inadequate to say thank you. But Lord, we do thank you for yesterday, Good Friday, and for the hope of what we will celebrate tomorrow. To Jesus be the glory. Amen.